Servus Österreich. News, Menschen und Geschichten von den Alpen bis ins Outback.
Und damit sage ich Servus und willkommen bei unserem dieswöchigen Segment, speziell für alle Österreicher in Australien. Unserem heutigen Gast würde man eine österreichische Herkunft auf den ersten Blick vielleicht gar nicht unbedingt anerkennen. Heidi Victoria ist Parlamentarierin in Australien. Sie leitet seit knapp 10 Jahren den Wahlkreis Bayswater in Melbourne und sie hat mehrere Jahre als Ministerin im Parlament von Victoria gedient. Heute ist sie Schattenministerin unter anderem für Kultur, große Events, Tourismus oder auch indigene Belange. Im Gespräch bei uns im Studio hat sie sich dann als stolze Halbösterreicherin präsentiert, die nicht nur sehr viel über das Land, seine Kultur, sondern auch die Küche versteht. Sie hat außerdem unter Beweis gestellt, dass sie mit Deutsch relativ gut sattelfest ist. Trotzdem ist es ein Gemisch zwischen Deutsch und Englisch, das nachfolgende Gespräch. A very warm welcome to Heidi Victoria in our studio. So Heidi, I do understand that you speak a bit of German because you're of an Austrian descent. Also wie läuft's hier Deutsch? Was können Sie uns erzählen?
Ja, leider ist es nicht so gut. Mein Vater stammt aus Steyr, Oberösterreich. Aber leider ist mein Deutsch nicht ganz perfekt, aber es ist trotzdem sehr schön, hier zu sein.
Ich würde sagen, es ist ziemlich gut.
Ja, danke.
Verwenden Sie es auch manchmal?
Leider nicht. Es ist my mother, if I can swap to English, my mother was a New Zealander. And so she attempted to go to German classes and I think spent the whole time, you know, gossiping with other women. And, you know, they all had Germanic, you know, partners. And so she understood it but didn't speak it. So we only spoke English at home. So that's one of my great regrets, is that dass mein Deutsch nicht besser ist.
Und Sie sind auch hier geboren?
Yes, I was. But I've been to Austria many times. The last time was last year and I'm going again this year. I can't keep away from the place.
Was ist es, das Ihnen in Österreich so gefällt?
The food. Of course the food. Aber ich habe immer noch meine Tante und Cousine dort. And, you know, it's lovely to be able to go and visit. And they're in a beautiful place. They're over in the Lakes District, so near Transee. And so it's picture perfect all year round. But of course, from an arts and culture point of view, you just can't beat Vienna. You know, it is one of the true great art cities of the world, same as Melbourne. And I think that's why I feel so comfortable. What do we say? Angenehm,
mm-hmm.
You know, in Vienna, because it's quite, it feels so much like being at home. I feel like a natural fit in Vienna. Yeah, and the people are so wonderful.
Und mein Sinn schwärmt stets nur für Wien, wie es weint, wie es lacht. Da kenn ich mich aus, da bin ich halt zu Haus, bei Tag und noch mehr bei der Nacht.
Verbringen Sie auch da wirklich Ihren Urlaub? Weil Sie fahren ja relativ oft hin.
Nein, meistens ist es Urlaub. Nicht Urlaub, arbeiten. Ja. So, you know, when I was there last year, it was 2 or 3 days of holidays, but my fiancé was working. He does some business with some Austrian companies, which is very lucky because it means we get to go. But this year I'll actually be taking a delegation over of members of parliament who have never been.
Oh, wow.
And talk about the possibility of more trade between the two countries.
Mm-hmm. Also, wie sieht so diese Beziehung aus zwischen Österreich und Australien? Was würden Sie sagen?
Momentan ist es ganz klein. So there's not a lot that happens between the two countries, but I think that there's definitely prospect for more. Certainly there are some fantastic Austrian companies operating in Australia who do very niche products, especially in the building industry, and they do an amazing job. But I'd like to be able to broaden that horizon more, plus also, of course, open opportunities for Australians to go to Austria, especially if you look at my portfolio area. I include things like fashion and art. it's an amazing opportunity for perhaps young Australian designers to be able to go and show in Vienna at Vienna Fashion Week and things like that. So lots and lots of possibilities.
Welchen Eindruck?
Strudel.
Is it one of your favourite dishes as well?
No. I've got to say I'm far more a Zwetschgenknödel sort of a girl, or Morellenknödel, although people laugh at me. My auntie refuses to feed me the way I want to be fed because I say I need schnitzel mit Saft and I've got to have Sauerkraut. But then she laughs because I say I have to have a Semmelknödel with it. She says, you can't put a Semmelknödel with it. I say, that's the way I like
Viele
it.
Viele Leute würden das nicht mixen.
But it tastes good. You should try it.
Kochen Sie auch selber? Österreichisch?
Yeah. And I got a great cookbook from Plachute. So that's testing my German skills, my translations.
Für die, die es nicht wissen, also wirklich also die Bibel des Kochens der Plachute.
And the most wonderful restaurant near the Opera House. So yeah, I like to do the Germanic style food. It for me it's comfort food and it's beautiful.
Haben Sie eigentlich noch eine Staatsbürgerschaft?
Yeah, yeah. The dual citizen.
Wien, nur du allein sollst stets die Stadt meiner Träume sein.
Ich habe nicht gewusst, Sie sind selbst ja kulturell interessiert. Sie haben auch studiert, Fotografie gemacht lange Zeit. Ja. Wie kam das?
Ja, so ich war für 20 Jahre Fotografin. Ich habe gearbeitet. Und das war sehr, sehr schön, sehr interessant. I managed to travel the world with it. But then there was a calling for me to go into Parliament. And it was actually about the German language. So I had... Many years ago, I was volunteering at a place, and there was a girl who was volunteering at the same time, and she also had a Germanic name, and we talked about where our names came from. And she said to me, do you speak German? And I said, not as well as I would like to. And I said, what about you? And she said, oh, yes, I speak it fluently. My mother teaches at a bilingual German school. And I said, that's fabulous, you know. And she told me that it was in Bayswater South. And I kind of forgot about it until I got pregnant. And then I said to my then husband, I want to go to move to Bayswater South. And he said to me, are you crazy? We live closer to the city. You want to move further out? And I said, but I want, and we knew we were having a daughter, I said, I want her to go to this school and learn the language like I never learnt it. Mm-hmm. And she also has her Staatsbürgerschaft for Austria and Australia. And I thought, purely from job prospect-wise, later in life, she can work in Europe, she can work in Australia, but she needs to know the language better than I do. And so I went to enrol her at the local school and spoke to the principal. And she said, that's lovely. Why are you enrolling your daughter at our school? And I said, because of the German language program. And she said, oh. And I said, what do you mean, oh? And she said, it's just been axed.
Oh, no.
And that's what I said, oh, no. And I said, but it's been running for 24 years. And I said, what's going on? I said, what's the local member of parliament doing about it? And, you know, what's the minister said? And she said, I'll show you the correspondence. And I'm sorry, but we've lost our program. And I said, well, I just moved house, so I'm not happy. And I said, are you happy for me to fight? And she said, do you think you can make a difference? And I said, I don't know. I'm a photographer. I have no idea whether I'll make a difference or not. But I can't sit down when something so wrong is happening.
So this was your start into politics.
So that was my start into politics, was the German language. But I wanted Charlotte, my daughter, to have a much better understanding of the language than I did. So we saved the program.
Wow. Und sie ging dann wirklich zu der Schule.
Ja.
Und wie gut ist ihr Deutsch heute?
Besser als mein. Viel besser. So, and she loves it. When we travel, when she gets to meet her Cousine Charlotte, auch Charlotte, later this year, they'll be able to talk.
Also es ist ja Tatsache, dass in vielen Schulen die Deutschprogramme den asiatischen Sprachen weichen müssen. Welche Entwicklung ist das in Ihren Augen?
Do you know, I think any language is important. It doesn't matter. Once you've learnt one, you know, a second language, it's easier to grab the concept of learning a language. When you go to the Asian languages, it's incredibly important that the kids learn that. From a purely economic point of view, we sit in the Asia-Pacific region. Having said that, we can't forget where so many of our roots lie, and that's in Europe. And so I think if I would like everybody to be trilingual, English because it's the world language, an Asian language of their choice, and a European language. So whether it be French, Italian, German, and we know it uses a different part of the brain. We know it makes the kids smarter. You know, there's so much going for it. So, look, I would encourage every parent listening. I mean, obviously you have a German listening audience. They already understand the importance of bilingualism. But for me, you know, if there are Aussies who are listening who have a, you know, perhaps a passion for another language, make sure your kids are doing it too.
Ich möchte noch einmal zurückkehren zur Fotografie. Ist das etwas, was Sie heute auch noch betreiben?
Nur im Urlaub. I don't have time to do it professionally. I mean, my working hours are, you know, 70 to 80 hours every week. When I was a minister, it was up to 85 hours a week. So it's pretty busy. So, but, you know, when we're traveling, we have pretty good holiday photos. Not that we get as much time for travel as we'd like, but, you know.
Wollen Sie etwas ändern an diesem Lebensstil? Es klingt nicht danach.
Honestly, some days I think it would be nice to be able to go into the supermarket without my makeup, without my hair done, with my tracksuit on, which I do quite often. People around Bayswater know that. But I'd like to be able to say on a Saturday to my family, I'm going to cook lunch and not know I don't have to run off to an appointment or get ready for something. And then every now and again my diary is free for a weekend and I start checking my diary and I say, what happened? There's nothing in there. Has my diary crashed? So I don't know if I could swap back very easily. I do love making a difference.
Yeah, you seem very passionate about what you're doing. Absolutely. So you're going to stay in politics for a while.
I hope so. Mm-hmm. That's up to the people. That's totally up to the people, Maria. But you know.
Aber ihre Wähler schenken Ihnen schon mehrere Jahre Vertrauen. Also es sieht da noch aus, als würden Sie noch länger bleiben.
Ja, das möchte ich.
Welche Projekte liegen Ihnen so am Herzen jetzt in Zukunft?
So my shadow portfolios, because we're in opposition at the moment here in Victoria, is I have arts and culture, which is obviously my true love and passion. But then I have some new passions, I've got to say. And tourism and major events is another portfolio. And then I suppose my newest love and something I have found such an immediate passion for is Indigenous affairs, so Aboriginal affairs. And there are so many opportunities in Aboriginal affairs. The most beautiful, proud people you could ever imagine. The longest running culture in the world, bar none, is the Australian Aboriginal. You know, you look at their art and you look at their culture and hear their stories of the dream time. It's so easy to be caught up in that and just say, wow. Especially the Victorian Aboriginal population and where it's come from. They have the most exquisite art exhibitions, but they have hands-on things for everybody. And it's a great way to teach children about culture.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we're running a little bit out of time, but vielen lieben Dank für den Besuch hier bei uns im Studio. Es war sehr interessant.
Danke.
Und danke. Zu den Klängen von Wien nur du allein wirst auf ewig die Stadt meiner Träume sein, sage ich noch einmal Danke an Heidi Victoria, die Parlamentarierin, die sich dankenswerterweise auf einen Besuch bei uns ins Studio begeben hat. Ich sage an dieser Stelle Tschüss und haben Sie ein schönes Osterfest. Servus Österreich gibt's wieder am kommenden Donnerstag, wieder um 7:45 mit den neuesten Geschichten von Österreichern hier in Australien. Mein Name ist Maria Schaller, für mich ist es jetzt aber auch Zeit, wirklich Tschüss zu sagen. Schalten Sie morgen wieder ein beim deutschen Programm von SBS Radio um 19 Uhr. Bis dahin, noch einen schönen Abend.